U.S. drone strikes leave a dozen people dead in Pakistan and neighboring Afghanistan. Two drone attacks in Pakistan's North Waziristan hit a compound and a vehicle, leaving seven people dead. According to a local security official, all those killed were militants. A similar attack in Afghanistan's Kapisa province took the lives of five Afghans, with police saying that they were armed Taliban militants. The United States carries out deadly drone attacks in several Muslim countries, including in Yemen and in Somalia. Washington says the drone campaign targets militants, but high civilian casualties from the raids have fueled anti-U.S. sentiments in target countries. Correspondent Javed Rana joins us from Islamabad to tell us more about these U.S. drone strikes. Well, Javed, either the Pakistani army is too busy fighting in the North Waziristan tribal area, or they just needed help, so they called in these U.S. drone strikes. Are these U.S. drone strikes coordinated with the Pakistani government?
I think behind the scene, that is a very much known fact. I mean, Americans know about it in Pakistan, or even public perception is very strong. Everybody knows that the drone attacks happening in Pakistan with the due consent of country's military and the intelligence establishment. But there is a very thin line to make distinction, and we can understand that which drone attack might have been taken place with the consent of the government of Pakistan, or the other. There are other aspect of the drone strike where Americans are particularly interested to kill those members of the Taliban groups who are attacking NATO forces across the Pakistan border. In today's case, I think Gul Bahaduddin, a group that has been targeted, and there has been reported perhaps he himself might have been killed. If that is true, that means that the Americans have their own interest in killing those militant groups who are attacking NATO forces. But at the same time, again, I would say that here also they need some sort of intelligence from Pakistan, some sort of coordination from Pakistan. I've been have been to that part of Shwal in North Waziristan, and I have seen Pakistan's military base there. They have a complete network, and I think they have also their intelligence network. This indicates that even today's attack in Shwal region of Pakistan's North Waziristan and many other taking place, they might have been with the due consent of Pakistan military and the intelligence establishment. So this cannot simply happen without intelligence and without the coordination. And I think that does help Pakistan in getting rid of some members of the Taliban. But the point is, on the other side of Afghan border, Afghan Talibans are controlling by and large 70% of Afghan territory, particularly in the rural areas. So I don't think with drone attacks or with military operations, this menace of insurgency is going to end in Pakistani part of that region.
Thank you very much. Javed Rana, a correspondent from Islamabad.